Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. To another episode of Revive. It's me, your girl POC. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You already know what time it is. It's Sunday, December 31st, man. It's the last day of the year, man. I need you guys to wake up. Let's get it. Let's get it. You on with your girl POC. You know what? I got something for you. I got something for you. Let's get it.
Good morning. Good morning. To you. To you. The birds. The birds. A chirping. A chirping.
Hey, no.
Good morning.
Wake up, wake up. Once again, it's December 31st. Today is the last day of the year, man. I need to know how you guys are feeling out there, man. How are you guys feeling? It's me, your girl, POC. I'm on cloud nine, man. I'm on cloud nine. I woke up smiling. I woke up ready. I woke up pumped up. I'm like, yo, I got 24 hours, man. I'm about to max out all day. Today is the last day of the year. What are you guys doing to end 2017 and starting 2018 the right way, man? Once again, you are tuned into Revive Radio. We go live each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on timeforanawakening.com/revive. So you already know I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message right now that we are live. We are reviving your airways right now, each and every Sunday, with that good Sunday morning talk radio, man. I need you guys to spread the word right now that you can tune into us on TuneIn. You can either go to the app or you can go to directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. Hit Meet Your Girl POC live each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you already know we winning each and every Wednesday. So you can tune in from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening. You already know I'll be reviving your airways. And make sure you guys follow us right now, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Man, make sure you guys go check out our latest post. Today we are doing a full recap of 2017. I mean a full recap of 2017. I mean the wackiest person, the creepiest person, the shadiest person, you know what I mean? The lunatic in the White House. We talking about it all, because you already know we got your boy from TLS Politics coming on. We don't have Keith Taylor today, though. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be speaking to Brax. I'm excited to be speaking with Brax, man. This is my first time going live with Brax, but I know he's going to be dropping some gems when it comes to the politics and the actual factuals, because we got to do some politics, man. We got to get some politics in there. It's only right that we let you guys know, going to 2018, how your 2017, you know, elected officials ran our country this year and how it can affect us, you know, financially, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that stuff just touches, you know, places that we just like, yo, God, please, like, whatever they do, just don't let it affect us. You know what I'm saying? That's his sin. That's not my sin, right? So, yes, man. So, yes, we're going to recap the entire 2017 the right way. We have some really, really dope people coming on to help us do that. But we got your girl, Harmony, the goddess in the building with us each and every time. Yo, Harmony, how you feeling?
Woo, woo. Peace, love, and light to the planet. Yeah, I'm feeling good on this Sunday morning. This Sunday morning, the last day of 2017. I'm so ready for 2018, but we just going to finish this day out with a bang. So I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm like, you see my shoulders? If y'all can see my shoulders, do it with me. Just one time. Bounce with me. Bounce with me.
Yes, yes, man. That's what we all need, man. I need you guys to wake up, man. Wake up. Do not sleep today away. Do not let today go just by. Make sure you guys do something. Impact somebody's life. Impact your life. Make somebody smile. Give somebody a hug. Tell somebody you love them. Do whatever you need to do to clear your mind, because do not bring 2017 into 2018. That is something that I've been telling myself for the past 24. I refuse to bring 2017 into 2018. And this morning when I woke up, I prayed for a clear mind. mind, and I hope you guys do too. I hope you guys make sure you send that prayer up to the Almighty, man, asking for what you want. But as you're asking, make sure you guys put in that work as well. But yes, we got some really dope guests coming on the platform. We got Anya Lachelle. She has been on the show before. She's going to come in and help us with the recap of 2017. We got the Media Prince, man, straight out the DMV. I'm excited to be speaking with him. He is someone who is changing the game in so many different facets. So I'm really excited to be speaking with him. And then we have the one and only It's Only Entertainment. Like, y'all, stop taking it so serious. It's Only Entertainment. They're going to be coming on helping us with the recap as well. That's going to be coming on around 11:25. We're also going to drop our category so we can hear from you guys, man. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know how you guys think 2017 went when it comes to these categories that we're putting out. So that number right now, you already know that Mercy contact number while we reviving your airways is 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. I need to know how you guys are feeling about 2017. You know what I'm saying? We got some categories such as New Artist of the Year, Wackest Artist of the Year, Boss of the Year. Man, I already know who my Boss of the Year is going to, definitely. And I'm not even going to be cliche and pick myself, because, you know what I'm saying, I bossed up this year, but I'm not going to pick myself, right? Best Memory of the Year, Social Media Personality of the Year, like that. I'm definitely going for my man. That's my guy right there, right? Gossip King and Queen of the Year, Platform of the Year, What Broke the Internet of 2017, categories such as that. And then when we get to the politics side, you already know, you know, Donald Trump. But we're not going to be talking about Donald Trump. Me and Braxton, you know what, we're not even about to be spending our time on Donald Trump. So I'm with that already. But we're going to be recapping everything when it comes to the high and lows of politics this year. But I do also want to get into this story before we get started. I got to pay homage right here to Eric Garner's daughter. She passed away yesterday at the age of 27. She was in a coma after she had a heart attack. She had some complications after the birth of her son. She was only 27. She was the daughter of Eric Garner, who passed away from police brutality. His last dying words was, "I can't breathe." So she went on and, you know, started her activism after that, and she created a name for herself when it came to being an activist. So definitely sending prayers to her and her family, wishing her son the best life he could ever live. She was the oldest daughter of Eric Garner, and she suffered from a cardiac arrest weeks prior from being hospitalized in Brooklyn, New York. So that's the information that we have right now. So I definitely want to just put that out there. Sending prayers to her family and definitely to her son. I hope he just has the most incredible life ever. And I hope everybody in the city just shows endless love. And I hope that, you know, her family is well taken care of at this point, because, you know, they lost a big one. That's a big one to us as well. So, yeah, definitely wanted to put that out there. But Harmony, what's up with the inspirational, motivational? You know, after something like that, you got some inspirational, motivational for the people today. We got to let you go. Like, you know, we got to let you do your thing. We got to let you fly. Today is the last day of the year. I'm going to let you go. Be great. I'm going to let you be great. But, you know, simmer it down just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Give them just enough. Give them just, y'all, if y'all ever get to know Harmony, I swear to God, she going to give you too much. She go, and I ain't mean to swear to God on air. But, yes, I promise you she going to give you a little bit too much. But that's just her. You know what I'm saying? That's just her. So sometimes you just got to ask her just to give you just enough. Just enough. So, Harmony, what you got for the people?
Okay, so peace and blessings to you all once again. This is Harmony, the goddess, and I'm coming to you live on Revive with your girl, POC. It feels so good to be here. So I'm not going to do a lot, but I do want to read this passage from Iyanla Van Zandt's book, because it is the last day of the year, and I feel this is perfect to go out with a bang and just to remind us the values in ourselves. So, you know, the quote of the day is, "Your crown has been bought and paid for. All you must do is put in on your head." And that's from James Baldwin. If y'all don't know, y'all need to go read his books and also just, you know, look him up a little bit more, definitely. So the passage is, "There is nothing you need that you do not already have. There is nothing you need to know that you do not already know. There is nothing you want that does not already exist. There is nothing that exists that is too good for you. There is nothing anyone has that you cannot have. There is nothing more powerful, more intelligent, more sacred than you. You are the stuff life is made of. You are the essence of life. You have been chosen at this time and this place to be among the living. You come from a long line of successful living beings. You are one of the king's kids born into the world to inherit the kingdom. You are equipped to handle anything. You live by grace, built by love. You are the cause and the reason of everything you see. You are one with the source. You are creative. You are alive. Thank God you are alive today. What else could possibly matter? So today's affirmation is, today I claim my divine inheritance. And I want you to repeat that in your head while you are listening to Revive today. And just remember, today you are claiming your divine inheritance. What are you doing for going out with a bang in 2018? How are you accomplishing your goals? How are you making that next step? Stop waiting around for other people and stop waiting around for other people and stop feeling sorry for yourself. You are everything you need to be. You are in the exact place that you need to be at this time. What are you going to do next? And that's something that I want everyone to definitely think about. And also just remember to live in peace, not pieces. This is Harmony the Goddess, and I'm coming to you live on Revive with your girl PLC.
All right. You was feeling it. Okay. All right. You know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to go make sure I tell everybody that you can next year. You actually today, I about to say next year, but it's actually today. Today, I am dropping my website. Revive is going live today, man. Today, I will be dropping my website. I'm extremely excited. This website has, like, literally snatched all kinds of edges, pulled out all kinds of dreads, but I'm really ready. I hope you guys truly love this website. This is something that I put a lot of work into, a lot of passion into, so I am ready for the release of the website. I'm not going to tell you a time. Just stay locked to the social media. I will definitely be putting the time out there on social media when it is all the way ready. I'm really like a parent when it comes to Revive. Like, this is my baby. Like, everything got to be dotted. Everything got to be crossed straight up. Like, I'm just trying to make sure that everything is ready when I put it out there. Like, when it has my name on it, I just got to make sure that we're ready and we're doing it the right way. So just get ready for that Revive website. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to the Revive newsletter. Subscribe to the Revive newsletter. That goes out once a month at the beginning of the month. Harmony puts that together for us each and every month. So make sure you guys do that. Man, the newsletter is building. We are building. I'm extremely excited for 2018, but 2017 was the year. Honestly, I turned a quarter of a century, and when I turned a quarter of a century, I turned up. Like, I got lit, as the kids are saying, you know what I'm saying? I got lit. It's lit. Like, it got lit for me real quick. Like, for real, I put a seed in the dirt and, like, I literally watched it grow. You know what I'm saying? I really allowed other people to not just water my plant. It was me watering the plant and other people watering the plant. And that's how I became so successful this year. So definitely shout out to everyone who showed love to the Revive platform, everyone who supported the Revive platform, everybody who, you know, helped make the Revive platform grow. You know, it started with me, you, and Trueheart. Now Trueheart is in school, so it's now me, you, and Tyler Vina, and it's like we're doing something that is like super dope, and I'm really excited about this, and I just really hope that we can really just continue the growth and success, like just continue the growth and success. And also it's just like incredible to see what you can do once you choose greatness. You know what I'm saying? It's truly incredible to see what you can do once you choose greatness. Seen so many different places. I went to so many different places. 2017 actually was just truly a good year overall. But I don't want to waste too much time talking about my 2017. I want to know about your 2017. I definitely want to know about your 2017. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we're going to be coming right back with some more facts about 2017. Also, we'll be up with our guests around 11:25. So make sure you guys stay tuned. It's me, your girl POC. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Spread the word. We live right now. Time for an awakening.
10% of us get enough daily exercise.
And that number is dropping.
Nearly 30% of us are overweight or obese.
As a result, we now have a shorter life expectancy than our parents.
But give us the right start in sports, and we'll never stop. Learn how at activeforlife.ca.
Welcome to the fourth grade. So happy to meet you. Can't wait till I see you. Gonna have a good time. We'll learn about science. Find ways to apply it. And I bet that you'll like it. We're gonna have a good time. Welcome to the fourth.
Everyone is sorry. Everyone says, I won't do it again. Bottom line, drinking under the age of 21 is illegal. Drinking and driving is illegal. It's the law. There are consequences. The consequences of driving under the influence are huge. You will do community service, lose your driver's license, get arrested, do jail time. If you get arrested for DUI, the costs to defend yourself are very expensive. Your parents can be forced to pay for lawsuits, legal fees, and damage to people or property. DUI can also ruin your chances to get into college or get a good job. The law doesn't stop at drinking and driving. If you're underage, there are consequences for buying alcohol with a fake ID, for being in possession of alcohol, and for any consumption of alcohol. Think twice. Don't drink. Don't drink and drive. Speak up.
Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl, POC. Hey!
are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You're tuned in to meet your girl POC live on Revive Radio right now, man. Spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now. You can either go to tune in, you can go to the website or download the link and just click search timeforanawakening.com for meet your girl POC, or you can go to my bio at Revive_POC Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just click that link right there. You hit meet your girl POC reviving your airways each and every Sunday with that good Sunday morning talk radio, man. Make sure you guys tune in. Spread the word. Spread the word. Spread the word. Yo, I was just thinking to myself, like, do people still do New Year's resolutions? Like, do people still be like, I'm gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna lose weight, I got 20 pounds, like, I'm gonna do all. Do people still do that?
I don't know if people still do that, but I know that it only lasts for probably like the first month, if only that. But I say do maybe 2018 intentions. What are your intentions going forward for what you would like to manifest in 2018? So if it is, you know, losing weight and you do go to the gym, you know, every other day and you go up and down, you're starting to go to the gym. But now it's time to be consistent. So, you know, don't cut it off, but what's your intentions? What are you really trying to manifest in 2018? So I think the resolution still may be around, but I think now it's moving towards intentions and what you're trying to manifest definitely in the next year or the next day or just the next 200 years. Like, what do you want to manifest? That's how I see it.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that. I feel like the New Year's resolution was a trend, and it's a trend that we all follow growing up, you know what I mean? But like you said, it is something that people just utilize for like the first 2-3 months, and then next, you know, boom, something different. But some people really do follow through. Some people really do follow through. So shout out to all the people who actually follow through 365 days. They say they're going to do something, they actually did it for the entire 365 days. Shout out to all them people. But I want to know, if you are still doing a New Year's resolution, what is your New Year resolution? You know what I mean? I want to know what you guys are doing, what you guys are, you know, manifesting, what you guys are speaking into existence, all that good stuff for 2018. Let me hear right now. And don't just be saying stuff just to say it because it sounds good. You know, I'm cutting everybody off. I ain't going to the mall no more, spending $200. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. No, I really want to know actually what you are not doing anymore. I want to know what you are going to actually put into your life. What are you actually going to do with your life? Let me know right now on Revive. 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. I want to know what you guys are doing for the year 2018. How are you guys manifesting for the year 2018? Also, when it comes to 2018, who, like, when people say they cutting everybody off, they doing this, they doing that, like, what's the point? Like, I want to know, like, why is it such a big deal to cut everybody off in 2018? Like, why do you feel as though it's a big deal? I know why I'm cutting people off in 2018, but I want to know why, you know, you feel there's a good point to cut people off in the year of 2018. So I want to know that. Harmony, why do you think there's a good point?
Wait, say it again for me.
Why do you think everybody's so pressed? Like, yo, I'm cutting everybody up in 2018. I don't want to be with these people no more. I don't want to be around those people no more. Like, why is everybody talking about cutting people off? Like, why is that the trend? Like, why is that the thing?
Well, I don't know if it's a trend or it's just an awareness of who is bringing value to my life. Who is actually helping me get to where I need to get to, or being around like-minded people who are keeping you on a high frequency. And I think when you realize that and you're around people who are the Debbie Downers, or they not doing nothing but sitting on the couch playing the game all day, it is like you want more for yourself, so you feel that you deserve more. So, I mean, sometimes you got to cut it off. Cut it. Hey.
You so hype. I'm with you, though. I'm with you all the way. I'm with you all the way, man. I see we got our guests on the line. They kind of coming through. They trying to come through. We are about to start with our guests, too, with the recap of 2017. We're waiting on one more guest before we actually get the conversation started. But before we do that, we do have to cut to a very, very quick commercial break while we're getting everything started. Thank you for everybody who's listening and supporting us right now. They just jumped on the line. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Stay with us, man. Stay with us. Oh,
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial on Read the Room. Cause they always in the summer, no front, and you don't want to miss it. It's Double K, like, to the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy True mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel and your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem, or Ben and Teller. Somebody's in trouble.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. You already know what time it is. We are back live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. It's me, your girl POC. I'm reviving your airways each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., man. Make sure you guys spread the message. We are live right now. You can go to TuneIn, the website, or you can download the app and just search Time for an Awakening. You'll hit me, your girl POC, live on the airways, man. We about to bring our guest on the line for this recap of 2017. I'm excited to be speaking with this young man right here, the media Prince. How are you doing tonight?
How's it going?
What's up? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling really good. I'm over here sipping on some hot toddy. How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. You starting it off the right way, huh?
Got to.
I'm with you, and I want to introduce our next guest as well. We got Jazzy F from It's Only Entertainment. How you feeling tonight, Queen?
I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, sir. How you feeling, King? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I am good, man. It's Only Entertainment. Can you tell us a little bit about It's Only Entertainment? I've been, you know, following you guys for a minute now. I love what you guys are doing. Why did you guys actually start the platform It's Only Entertainment?
Well, it's actually a lot that's behind It's Only Entertainment and how it got started. It's Only Entertainment was actually supposed to be a TV show. It was originally supposed to be a TV show produced by The Boast Entertainment. But, you know, things happen and the show must go on. So now it's just this online platform that I like to use, not only just for spreading, you know, the tea, as you guys would like to call it, but, you know, just supporting Black people and just, you know, reporting on our success.
With it all away. I'm with it, and I'm glad that you did not let, you know, something stop you. I'm glad you guys kept going, kept moving, and you guys still have, you know, a tremendous amount of success. And what about
Definitely.
You, the Media Prince, man? How did you actually get started? How did you actually give yourself that name, the Media Prince? I'm in love with that.
Actually, it was supposed to be the Prince. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so it was supposed to be the Prince of Media, but when I Googled that, I saw that it was taken already. I want to keep Prince and I want to keep Media. So I was like, So I hurried up and looked online to see if anybody had taken that, hurried up and bought it. And that's how the Media Prince came to be.
I'm with you on that. I'm glad you did your Google. Some people don't do their Google. Some people just go with it, right?
Man, sick. The way my life is set up, I don't need to just Google.
With you on that one. Definitely with you on that one, man. And I appreciate both of you guys coming on. We also have someone else coming on who's going to be joining us as well, who's a YouTube host. She's running a little late, but we're definitely going to have her join us closer to, you know, the middle of this segment. But so I want to start with a recap of 2017. First, before I even start with the recap, I want to ask you, the Media Prince, how was your 2017? How was 2017 to you? Did it treat you right?
Oh, my. Like, best years of the Media Prince thus far, and traveled all over the country. Was this year numbers went up greatly this year?
Your phone.
2017 this right.
The Media Prince, your phone's going out a little bit in and out. We can't hear you all the way.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What you say?
I said 2017 was lit for me.
That's what's up. And what about you, Jazzy F? How was it for you?
You know what, 2017 was a great year. of course, 2017 was just full of drama. I think no matter how good, you know, the news you got, it was just always just something happening. Like, I don't know. 2017 was just weird. Although it was a great year, it just was always something happening. So, I mean, I guess it is what it is. You gotta just let 2017 be what it was. Because it was a crazy year for us.
It was like a roller coaster, right?
It definitely was.
On that one, man. It definitely had its ups and downs. But yes, so let's get started with the recap, right? So I want to jump into it. I want to go straight to it. We just got to get the wackest person off the list, off the top. Who would you say was the wackest artist of the year? I'm going to start with you, Jazzy F. The wackest artist of the year.
Wackest artist of the year. Okay, do you have a list that we need to choose from, or this is just our opinion?
Yep, off the top of the dome, your opinion.
Oh, damn, wackest artist of the year. You know what? That's kind of hard, considering that I didn't really pay attention to too many people this year. So I guess you want to say there was a lot of whack artists of 2017. Because I felt like this year, I think the industry is just so oversaturated with whack artists, of people that's just, you know, thinking that they can rap. I guess you want to say the wackest artist of the year probably be Jocelyn Hernandez, if you want to consider her an artist.
I'm with you on that one. She's been whack since she came out. But yes, and what about you, the media prince? Who would you say the wackest artist of the year was?
I wouldn't say whack artist. I say who did the wackest moment of this year.
All right, who is that?
I definitely agree with Jocelyn. I definitely think Remy Ma made some whack moves this year.
Ooh. Yes.
My pick, I was going with you. I love that you said, Remy Ma, she had a tough. She came out, you know, she got out of prison, and then she had to get accustomed to, you know, back into the real world. So you can't blame her for that. She was still adjusting to how people was moving, right?
But no, Remy Ma has been out of jail for like 4 years.
But I'm saying she's still trying to get her feet wet. You know what I'm saying? Or no, y'all just not going for it.
I can't give her that, because Gucci Mane came out of jail and he did it greatly.
Right.
So nope, she don't get no leeway.
That was a good one. My person, I picked the wackiest person of the year, and he's not even an artist, but I picked Kevin Hart. I feel like Kevin Hart just had a huge whack year. I mean, yes, he made some huge money moves.
You're right. You might be kind of right about that. I wouldn't say wackiest. I definitely wouldn't say wackiest, but Kevin Hart had, I'm not going to lie, I was just thinking about this to myself, too. I was saying to myself, like, Kevin Hart's kind of going down a little bit. Like, I'm seeing a decrease in his value right now.
His
he's doing some things that just doesn't really make sense. So yeah, I wouldn't say wackest, but Kevin Hart definitely fell off for 2017.
Yes,
I'll say that much.
Thank you, I appreciate that, because he definitely made some money moves. Don't get me wrong, you know, he signed with Nike, all that good stuff. But at the same time, he just was corny. You know, his movies is corny. What he did was corny. Just a lot of things that he was doing was just super corny.
So yeah, I didn't see too many funny things coming from Kevin Hart this year
at all. So let's jump into the next category. New artist of the year. And I'm going to go first. And I'm going to say her music. I truly love her music. I feel like she stepped up in all kinds of different facets when it came to genre R&B. So I'm going to pick her for the new artist of the year. And then I'm going to go with you, Prince the Media. Who you going to pick? Media Prince.
Definitely lit. I agree with you on her. Cardi B had a great year. She's a great new artist. I got to say Cardi B, hands down.
Okay. And what about you, Jazzy?
I'm going with Cardi B as well.
Cardi B? All right, so y'all got to explain it to me. Why Cardi B, though? What did she do?
Number one in America.
And Jazzy F, what you say?
All right, I say not. All right, this is my take on Cardi B, and it's not just because she had a number one song. My take on Cardi B and why she's the best new artist of this year, just one of the best new artists to come out in a long time, period, is because she made people eat their words. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of us doubted her. You know what I'm saying? We saw her on Love & Hip Hop her first season, and she kept saying, you know, she always said, watch, I'm going to show y'all, I'm going to be that girl, X, Y, Z, you know what I'm saying? And she actually did it. She actually became that girl. She made everybody eat their words, because I'm not going to lie, I was one of those people that was like, Cardi B as a female rapper, I'm not taking that too serious. But she proved me wrong, and you got to give her props for that.
I mean, I'm with you, but she said she dropped 2 mixtapes in 6 months, and I ain't seen one of them. That's all I'm saying. I haven't heard a song off 2 to 6 months.
Oh, but she did drop some mixtapes.
She did?
Oh, yeah,
that she did some mixtapes.
Looking like I caught a lit, that joint.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right, so you hip. The media page is hip. All right, but Anya is on the line, too, so I want to actually let her join the conversation as well. Hey,
okay.
What's up, Anya Lachelle? How are you? Live on Revive. How you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. You just jumped into the conversation, so we're doing the recap. Thank you for joining in. So we have the Media Prince as well as Jazzy F from It's Only Entertainment on the line with us right now. So while when you just called in, we were talking about new artists of the year, so I would love to hear your opinion. Well, first,
go ahead
and introduce yourself. I apologize. Yep. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I want you to introduce yourself. I just threw you right into the conversation. I apologize.
Oh no, I'm Anya Lachelle, a YouTuber making funny commentary on entertainment news and celebrity gossip.
Awesome. And Anya is not her first time on the show. This is her second time. She's always coming through with the juice, man, with the tea. So that's why I love Anya on the show. But Anya, go ahead and drop your new artist of the year.
I would say Cardi B for sure.
Hey.
Khalid as well. I think he's somebody who's making a little come up quietly.
Yes.
Those are the two that I think off the top of my head for sure.
I like that you said Khalid.
Can we throw in one more?
Yes, definitely.
Two more. We got to throw in Little Uzi with Scissors.
Oh, gosh.
No Lil Uzi, man. Me and Anya in Philly, we can't take it. And who was the next one? You said Lil Uzi, and who was the other person? You said you want to throw in two more.
SZA.
Oh, yeah, SZA.
Oh, yeah, definitely SZA, definitely.
Yeah, SZA's definitely killing it right now. I see big things for SZA. As long as she continues to stay on this path that she's on right now, I see her being like extremely big.
No doubt. And she just got a statue in the Brooklyn Museum. So she's already, you know, immortal. She got a statue already. But the only thing I would say about SZA, though, is she got to make her concerts, y'all. She's starting to act like Lauryn Hill, and this is her first year. Like,
you know, that's funny that you said that, because I was just, that's what I was thinking in my head. I was thinking to myself, like, she's going to be possibly the next Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu.
She got to make her concerts.
And we all both know those two ladies are nuts.
I'm with that.
Erykah Badu nuts in a good way. Lauryn Hill, she's nuts, but we don't care because we just love her and her music. So
definitely,
it's like they get a pass.
Definitely. So let's jump into the next category. So I want to move along and jump to the next category, straight to this one. You know, we got to put some people who just been making endless moves. Humanitarian of the Year. Who would you guys pick for Humanitarian of the Year? And I'm going to start with you, Anya.
With me, Chance the Rapper has been doing a lot of good in his community for sure, for the students, for the kids. So I would say Chance the Rapper.
I'm definitely going with Chance too, man. Chance did. I mean, he spent more money in the community than, you know, I feel like he spent on himself. So definitely shout out to Chance the Rapper. He did a great job this year when it came to giving back. What about you, Jazzy F?
I'm going to have to go with Colin. I mean, who else? I mean, listen, all year, like, he's been giving back. I don't think they shine enough light on the fact that he does a lot of charity versus, you know, a lot of, you know, they kind of been focusing on his Take a Knee movement a lot. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's something great for humanitarian, but at the same time, he does give back to the community, especially considering that he's not even playing football or anything right now. He's still out there giving back to the community. I've seen him, you know, donate suits and a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying? He's all about, you know, young black men coming up, and I can definitely appreciate that.
No doubt. I like that. That was a good twist. And what about you, the Media Prince? Who you picking?
Nicki Minaj.
As Humanitarian of the Year?
Yeah. The thing is, I knew y'all was gonna laugh. the thing is, a lot of people don't know that she's like really charitable. Like she's with Chance the Rapper, like on for celebrities that's most charitable this year. Like she has a shit with Mac. Like I think 40% of the proceeds went to Puerto Rico. Has secret funds that go to Trinidad to build schools, kids' debt, and buying them tuition and stuff. So yeah.
I gotta do my research on that one.
That's funny that she says that because Nikki does give a lot of charity and it kind of gets overlooked. That is kind of true. I'll say that much. It is true.
The amount of grandsons and sons she has, you know what I'm saying? She's kicking out all that money. She keeps talking about her sons and her grandsons. She better be giving up some money, right? All right, so let's jump into the next one. So, who would you guys choose for social media personality of the year? Social media personality of the year,
and I'm gonna. Oh, that's hard.
I'm gonna start with you, is Jazzy F, man, because it's entertainment only, man. You guys do this right here, so when it comes
right,
to
that's
media,
so that's pretty hard because it's like so many like social media personalities. It's like almost hard to choose. I mean, because you have Lyway, you have Katie Dunn, you got Mr. Commodore. Damn, you got so many. But you know who I'm going to go with? I got to go with the home team, and that's because he's from Harlem. I got to go with Mr. Commodore. You know what I'm saying? And it's not only just because he's from Harlem, but he is extremely hilarious, and I feel like he doesn't get, you know, the amount of exposure that he deserves. So I'm going to have to go with Mr. Commodore, and also I'm a big fan of hers, point blank period, because she's freaking hilarious. Just hilarious.
Yes.
I gotta go with Mr. Commodore.
Hey,
hilarious.
You stole mine.
I love me some jazz, man.
I gotta go with them too. But it's a lot of them that I love though, because I definitely shout out to Quay and Lala. You know, they're like vets now in the game, so it's just like whatever. And Katie Dawn, she's hilarious too. So those are just a few that we love at It's Only Entertainment.
That's what's up. And what about you, the media prince? Who you going to pick? You can't say Jess now because he already said it.
I still got a rapper because she's from the DMV area.
She's from Baltimore. She's not from the DMV.
And I know her.
She's from Baltimore. She's not
from
DMV.
She's from Baltimore, but she's still.
We about to stop claiming you in the media if you say that again. If you say that again, we
about to stop claiming you. It's definitely, it's this other lady on Instagram. I think her name is like love_JPP. She's like a dude from New Orleans. He's real funny too. I gotta think of his name. Names, but I just know they post. They funny as I don't know what. But definitely Quay, definitely Katie Don. Oh, and B Simone.
Checked her out a couple of times too. Hey, you guys, when you guys are speaking, we can hear everything in your background. So just remember that. Keep that in mind that we can hear your entire background when everyone is talking. Anya, who would you pick? Who would you pick? Social media of the year, social media personality of the year. Anya. All right, so I think we lost Anya.
Hello?
Oh yes, I can hear you loud, Anya. What's up? Who would you pick for social media person of the year?
I'm sorry. Y'all were breaking up, so I couldn't really hear. But my social media personality of the year definitely would be Just Hilarious. That's somebody that I've been following, like, all year this year.
I thought she broke up with Chris, and then, boom, she put that video out yesterday. I'm like, oh, what's up with Jess? And then they going to Vegas. I got all nervous. I'm like, man, they better not be out there doing nothing stupid. All right, what you think she about to be doing in Vegas? I can't hear you, Anya. But who I'm going to pick for my social media personality of the year, I'm going with Mr. Hotspot. Like that, man. He really blew up just off of saying cheese. Like, just smile. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was really doing something with just making people smile. That was his whole mission, was to make people smile. And he really just blew up off of that one. So definitely with that. Like,
yeah, he definitely came with that one. And it was like,
random.
I don't know. I can't explain it because, yeah, it was very random. And it was like, I can't give him the year because he wasn't bubbling the whole year. You know, he kind of just blew up in like the last 3 months. So yeah. I got to give it to
Jess and Mr. Commodore on that one.
Yeah, Jess killed it, though. Jess definitely had a crazy year, though. I want to ask you, Jazzy F, what did you think about Jess and that Chris situation real quick?
And whose situation?
Chris, her boyfriend.
Oh, the Jess and Chris breaking up?
Yeah.
Me personally, I feel like it was just like, I don't know if maybe they were actually going through that. Like, maybe they were really going through that. Either it was, you know, real life, or maybe it was just a stunt for social media.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. All right, so I want to get into something else really quick. But before I do that, right, I want you guys to pick Platform of the Year. Who would you guys give Platform of the Year to? And I'm going to start with you, the Media Prince. Who would you give Platform of the Year to?
And what do you mean, far as Platform of the Year?
So, for example, I was like The Breakfast Club, The Shade Room, things like that. Oprah,
okay, Platform of the Year is between two for me. It's three. I'm sorry, it's three. You got The Shade Room, you got Baller Alert, and you got The Media Prince.
I'm with you on that. Why you pick Baller Alert? Why did you pick that? I understand why The Shade Room, but why you pick Baller Alert?
Because literally the next thing where you can get like some good stuff would be Baller Alert, far as in that caliber of The Shade Room.
Okay, okay. And what about you, Jazzy F? Who are you picking for Platform of the Year?
Platform of the Year, I mean, of course I would, you know, throw myself in there, but I'm not. I'm definitely not going to do that. You know what? I'm going to have to just say, I'm going to go with iTunes.
Okay, why are you picking iTunes?
You know I'm going with iTunes because for some reason, and I just don't understand why people do this. I mean, I get it, but then again, I'm like, no. You know, when artists drop a song, then they want to post up their screenshots of what number, you know, they are on the charts on iTunes. And for me, I kind of don't really consider that, like, you know, something that to be bragged about like that because it's iTunes, right? So it's like streaming now. So if you just dropped your song 15 minutes ago and you hot or you were, you know, you checked for somewhat, of course you're doing the damn song going to be somewhat high on the charts because it's a new song. And iTunes is all about what's happening now. So it's just like, I don't know. I guess everybody was going to that, putting up their screenshot of what, you know, was hot on the iTunes chart. So I'm going to go with iTunes because people seem to, you know, rely on
that. Can I tell you why people do that? Can I tell you why people do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Drop a gem.
Okay, so now iTunes is one of the leading streaming services that Nielsen picks up their data for. So how your song gets platinum,
right,
gold, and all that. iTunes is like one of the leading determining factors, and according to how many streams you get from iTunes can also lead to how Billboard stands your music into getting onto Billboard charts. That's why people be so gung-ho over iTunes, because it's like the next big thing.
Oh yeah. That's why I definitely gave it the Platform of the Year. But what I'm just saying is that it can change within like 15 minutes. So,
oh yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know, as far as artists trying to live by, you know, by like it's the Bible, as far as music, posting up those screenshots, it's like, all right, like, you know, let us know when it's on Billboard. Then, you know, we could be excited. That's all I'm saying.
Jazzy F, you out here breaking these whack rappers' hearts, man. They got the screenshot, so they got proof, Jazzy F. You cannot take that.
I'm just saying. Listen, I'm just saying it can change in 15 minutes.
I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying.
And Anya, I want to know your platform. So, Anya, what was your platform of the year?
I mean, I definitely think that all the platforms mentioned so far made an impact, like Baller Alert, Shade Room, iTunes. So I'm going to take a little different approach and stick locally to here in Philly. There's two platforms that I've been working with this year that I think are making a come up in the city. One is MyNewPhilly.com, and so they focus on all the positive news going on in Philly. And then there's another one called Tribe Culture Media, and their mission is about, like, bridging the culture gap. So they do documentaries and just those things going on in other races and other cultures and how they're trying to make an impact here in Philly. So I'm going to give it to those two.
I'm with you on that. My Philly is definitely making a name for themselves. So I definitely shout out my new Philly. What I'm going to pick is I'm going to do a little different spin too. What I ain't said, I'm going to actually pick Viceland. Viceland was a platform that just opened my eyes to so many different, like, just being unapologetic, you know what I mean? Saying what's on my mind when I'm on air, you know, being able to put out the content that is real, is raw. So definitely shout out to the creators over there at Viceland. I think they're really doing their thing. And then also, I think Revolt had a big year. I feel like Revolt picked up a lot of, you know, different
Yes, the Revolt definitely stepped it up this year.
Revolt picked up a lot of platforms to give, you know, different media outlets a chance to put some content out there, to get their name out there. So shout out to the people over there at Revolt, too. So those are my two. So I want to do something real different, right? So I want to play this quick game with all three of you, right? And it's still going to be, you know, in the same ramification of recapping 2017, but I want to do it a little bit different with couples, okay? So I want to play this game called Keep Playing or You're Playing Yourself, all right? So I'm referring to them as a couple when I say You're Playing Yourself and Keep Playing, all right? Y'all get it?
Got it.
All right, so I'm going to start with Nas and Nicki Minaj. Should they keep playing or are they playing themselves? And I'm going to start with you, Anya.
I think they should keep playing for now. I think, you know, they're fairly new. They're cute. They're a cute couple. I like their little, you know, flirtations back and forth on social media. I think they can keep playing for a little.
All right, a little bit. And what you say, the media prince, what you say? Keep playing or they playing themselves?
Yeah, they better forever play.
So you saying they should keep playing?
Yes, ma'am. They should keep playing.
All right. And what about you, Jazzy F? Should they keep playing or are they playing themselves?
Okay. So here's my thing with Nas and Nicki Minaj, right?
Uh-oh.
I want them to keep playing. I think they should keep playing. But they are playing themselves. And why they are playing themselves? Because guess what? We're still not even sure if they're actually really going out together. That's number one. Can we get some more pictures? Can we, you know, are you guys actually going out on dates?
Adds to the mystery of their relationship, the fact that we don't know. And so it's like, are they dating? Are they not? I think that's
right. So, and that's
a, find out.
Yeah, but that's a little corny a little bit, especially for how long this has been going on now. I think at this point in time, we should know if it's really confirmed that they are dating. Because I'm hearing that it's not really true. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that this is not really like we're actually like humping each other kind of situation. This is just one of those things that...
Well, they might just be messing around.
That's good for the media.
So that's just some birthday cake. That was just some birthday cake that they was showing off around that.
I don't even know if it's necessarily some. Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
All right, so but
we're not sure.
They're definitely smashing, and they're definitely together at this very moment right now.
I agree.
I'm hearing different things in the streets, but okay. But my thing is that I want them to smash. I want them to keep playing. I want them that, you know, I want all of that to keep happening, but word on the street is that that's not necessarily really happening. I think Nas and Nicki would make a great couple, and I think they would be big for hip hop.
Right.
But word on the street is that that's not what's really happening.
So let's just say 2018. Let's hope they come out with some more juice so we can get some more tea on this story. All right, so let's go to the next one. Janae and Big Sean, should they keep playing or they playing themselves? And I'm gonna start.
Oh, definitely keep playing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, you with it, right? Janae just got this big tattoo on them.
I think they are so cute, especially because they both came from like toxic relationships, especially Big Sean. And I love their love. I think they are so cute together.
They genuinely
have feelings for each other.
Oh yeah, Janae just got this big tattoo of his face on her arm. It's a wrap.
Now that's crawling. So that no. I'm not clapping for that.
Right, she was wowing for that.
All on the forearm, just like, bow, here he is, right here.
But that seems like more desperate on her part. It's like I get it, you came from, you know, a bad relationship, but really, sis?
The whole forearm. Yo, the media prince, what you picking? They playing themselves or keep playing? Janae and Big Sean.
Is it bad that I don't care if they keep playing or not?
No, that's your opinion. I want to hear it. So you're saying it doesn't really matter?
It doesn't really matter. I do want them to go ahead and make another 2088 album, though.
Oh, yeah, fire. Both of them together is fire, like musically, like fire. And what about you, Jazzy F? They keep playing or they playing themselves?
I'm kind of with the Media Prince over there because they're kind of boring a little bit. You know what I mean? They do make a cute couple and everything, and I'm glad, you know, they found each other and they in love and everything. But I need, as somebody who's, you know, reporting on celebrity news out here, I need them to give us a little bit more. I need a little bit more excitement from them. So, yeah, I'm going to say it doesn't really matter to me either.
All right, let's move on. Lala and Carmelo Anthony, keep playing or they playing themselves? I'm going to start with the Media Prince.
See, they were just such a great black good couple. Well, I don't know if she's fully black, but they just such a good couple. So I hope they keep playing.
All right, what you say, Jazzy F? Keep playing or they playing themselves?
I say keep playing. I say don't. I mean, not for nothing. I feel like what's happening right now, I think Lala's on her shit like, all right, you got to, you know, do what you got to do to get back in, you know, in my good graces. But I don't know. I would like for them to keep playing, but I'm thinking that somewhere along the line they might stop.
Me too. I feel like Lala ain't got time for that because Lala grew up.
Yeah.
Man. She not playing.
Yeah, she on her shit.
She came to slay every pitcher. You hear me? Like, every pitcher. All right, so let's go to the next. Toni Braxton and Birdman. This one's...
Oh, you skipped me!
Oh, yeah, I apologize. I am. What would you say?
I say they are playing themselves. I think they need to stop. He showed his true colors. He did her wrong. And I think Lala's better than that. And I think their son is also old enough to be okay with his parents getting a divorce.
That's a good point. That's definitely a good point. Because he's watching. He's seeing it all. Like, he knows everything.
Yeah.
He's probably asking questions for real, too. So, let's go to the next one. The next one was Toni Braxton and Birdman. Aya, I'm going to start with you. Toni Braxton and Birdman.
I definitely was confused when I first heard about this relationship. It caught me off guard. But I guess they can keep playing. This is a couple that I don't really care too much for, to be honest. It doesn't matter to me.
I want Toni Braxton to stop playing herself. She's worth so much more. This man, no, man. What about you, Jazzy F? Keep playing, or they playing themselves?
I mean, it's like oil and water here. We only two people together in financial debt is not what's up.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, playing themselves all the way.
Where's the value in that relationship? The Media Prince, what would you say? Toni Braxton and Birdman, they playing themselves or keep playing?
Bye, Grandma. Bye, Grandpa.
Straight like that. I get you on that one. All right, let's go to this one, man. This couple has been making some noise, right? Cardi B and Offset. Jazzy F, I'm starting with you.
Playing themselves.
Facts. Why you say they
playing themselves? And let me... Because they're playing themselves because, first of all, we already know that this relationship was set up, you know, it was based on the come up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It was based on the come up, you know what I'm saying? And I think maybe along the line somewhere they started to like each other, so they said, all right, let's keep this thing going. Or maybe not. Maybe they just playing us all together. But at the same time, like, I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. Like, I hear everything that's going on out here in the streets, and I just know what's up anyway. But, you know, playing yourselves. I mean, everybody's already rich and popping. You know, split that shit up already. Cardi, go back to Tommy. You know what I'm saying? And Offset, continue, you know, doing what you've been doing,
right?
Loving the hoes.
No doubt. I just hope she get to keep the ring. If anything, I hope she get to keep the ring. The Media Prince, what you picking? They playing themselves or keep playing?
At first, I was like, keep playing, but now they've exhibited actions that they plan themselves.
Exhibited actions. What actions did they exhibit?
Like this whole hacking thing.
That scandal that was seen to be set up.
Then it's like they keep it. I'm just getting over it. It's just like, is she the fourth member of the Migos?
I don't know.
It's time, yeah.
Anya, what about you? I know you already put your answer out there, but I want you to answer it. Cardi B or Offset?
Yes, they are definitely playing themselves. I agree with what the other gentleman said. This was definitely set up by their PR team because it just made sense at the time. It was a strategic move, and I don't even care for them together. They both make themselves look stupid, I think. They bring out the worst in each other. Ooh. I'm not here for it.
I'm with you.
And I like Cardi B.
I'm with you. Cardi B is definitely glowing up. Definitely glowing up. I hope that she
understands. But she's starting to feel herself too much. And you can, with that whole incident when the security guard was trying to fix her skirt and she made him look stupid, like, she's starting to feel herself a little bit too much, and she needs people to tell her to bring it back down a little bit.
Facts. I like that. I hope you the one to tell her to bring it back down your next YouTube, right? Definitely. All right, I got two more couples for y'all. This one is one of my favorites, but I want to know what you guys think about it. Common and Angela Rye. And I'm going to start with you, Prince the Media. What you think about Common and Angela Rye?
This is the most consciously awoke couple. I like it. They could keep playing.
I'm with you on that one. And what about you, Jazzy F?
Keep playing all the way. I remember when I first heard about this, I was like, finally. Two people that belong together got together in 2017. It was like, finally, we had a match, you know. So, yeah, they definitely got to keep playing. It was like, I'm totally, you know, approving that relationship right there. Me right too. On.
And I know they having wild months. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Had to throw that in there. You just had to throw that in. I'm with you on that one.
That aggressive militant set, yes.
And what about you, Anya? What you picking? They playing themselves or keep playing? Common and Angela Rye.
Definitely keep playing. I think they are the Barack and Michelle of, like, the hip-hop black culture, like the young millennial culture. Like, they are definitely giving me those vibes for sure. So, yeah, keep playing and keep telling these young men how it's supposed to be done. Common, thank you.
I'm with you on that one, man. I want to see more of it. I just want them to just put out some more. I know, like, you know, your personal life should be private, all that good stuff, but I just want to see more of it, like them doing things together, speaking together, coming out a little bit more together. That would be big. All right, so this one, right, last one, couple of the year, and I want you guys to pick couple of the year, and it's either or. I'm going to give you guys an option for this one. Between these two couples, I want you to pick couple of the year, right? Okay. I'm going to start with, of course, the king and queen, Beyonce and Jay-Z, or Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. And I'm going to start with you, Jazzy F. Jazzy F, because you made the biggest size. So I'm starting with you. A couple of the year.
Okay. You know, I made the side because I'm irritated that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union is even in this category.
Thank you.
Okay, why? Why you say that?
It could be Ciara and Russell Wilson, okay?
I would prefer that. I would have preferred them in this category. But let me tell you why I don't want, and so I'm basically having to choose Jay-Z and Beyonce as couple of the year. And that's just a given. You know what I mean? Like, who's not going to choose Jay-Z and Beyonce as couple of the year? They're making the most money. They're doing the most things together. And they're the hottest artists, just period, in hip-hop and, you know, R&B and pop culture. But here's my thing with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade.
I'm sick of them.
And let me tell you why I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them because their little social media shenanigans just come off so forced. And it's just so, like, it's just this whole look at us thing. And it's annoying. Like, it's just corny now. You know what I mean? It's just like, stop it already.
So who, like, would you pick? Who would you pick off the top of your dome then? Thank you for that. Who would you pick, though?
Who would I pick off the top of my dome?
Yes.
It's Jay-Z and Beyonce, of course.
Okay.
If Gabrielle Union is and Dwayne Wade is the only choice I have against them, then Jay-Z and Beyonce.
No,
of course.
I'm saying
that's
your opinion, as you know, it's only entertainment. Who would you pick as couple of the year?
Without anybody that's in this category?
Without anybody that I chose, who would you pick?
I'm gonna have to go with Devin Franklin and Megan Good.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did some good things with those books. All right, I get you on that one. I definitely get you on that. It's a little bit more about the love, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I get
yes.
you on that. I get you on that one. And Anya, who you gonna pick? First, you gotta pick my category, and then I still want you to go ahead and pick who would you choose in general. So would you pick Gabrielle and Dwayne, or would you pick Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I would definitely pick Jay-Z and Beyonce. I would have chosen Gabrielle and Dwayne, but the thing that set me off with them was when she came out with that whole interview about eating blood and this and that. And ever since that, they just went downhill, in my opinion. Like, I don't know. That creeped me out a little bit. So, Jay-Z and Beyonce. The only thing I don't like about Jay-Z and Beyonce is the fact that he cheated on her. But, you know, I already had a little discussion with Beyonce about that, so that is what it is.
Well, Solange took care of that, so.
Definitely. I know,
right? That's what you got sisters for. And who would you pick, though, Aya, in general? Who would you pick in general, Aya?
In general, again, I got to go with Ciara and Russell Wilson. I love them. I think they are so cute together. And Russell really stepped up in, you know, became a father figure for, you know, baby future and then their child that they have together. Like, he just seems like such an amazing dad, and he loves her and takes care of her and is the complete opposite of future. So, I don't know. I love them together.
Aaron, yeah, they are a great couple, too. And when the hell are we going to see Sienna?
Ah, right? Drop the baby. We want to know.
She's been there a year already.
That might be ugly.
And them twins. Speaking of the babies, I want to see the twins, too.
Well, we've seen the twins.
We saw the twins, but Sierra's kid might be ugly. You know, if you don't like your child look, yeah, the looks are coming.
Oh, my goodness.
You playing. And the media prince, who are you picking? Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle, or Jay-Z and Beyonce?
When I see Gabrielle and Dwayne, I don't get a relationship. I just get, like, who's always excited to see each other at the cookout. So I'm going to have to go with Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course. And then if I had to pick my own for this year, it would have been Gucci Mane and Keisha Cole.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. They blew up. That whole BET special gave them some little ice on the top of that cake. I'm with you on that one. All right, so this is the last one, man. Thank you guys once again for supporting. Everybody who's listening right now, you're tuned in to Meet Your Girl POC Live on Revive right now. We're speaking with the media prince, Jazzy F from It's Only Entertainment, and also Anya Lachelle, man. Thank you guys for supporting. But before I let you go, I want to do a recap of 2017 with just you guys and what you guys did for 2017. One-word answers. It's a fast-paced round. We're going to go from question to question. Just answer it with one word. Y'all ready?
Gotcha.
All right, and we're going to start. We're going to keep the order going. So we're going to start with the media prince, Jazzy F, Anya. So we're just going to keep the order going as the questions are flowing, all right?
Okay.
So the media prince, I'm going with you. One word. Best concert you attended this year?
Cardi B.
Jazzy F.
Honestly, I didn't go to any concerts this year.
Boo, you suck. It's like
a hot flag. I know.
Anya, what about you?
I didn't go to any concerts this year, I don't think, but I did go to this show called Stomp at the Merriam Theater, where they, like, make music out of trash cans and tires and lighters and all this cool stuff, so that was pretty cool, something different.
You got culture this year, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
The Media Prince, best restaurant you ate at 2017?
Maggiano's.
Jazzy F.
Oh my God! I ate at so many damn restaurants this year.
I know, right?
The best one.
Oh, that's one thing I definitely did. I ate a lot in 2017. Shit. I'm gonna have to just go with my favorite restaurant out here in Harlem. Love Soul Food. Shout out to Taste of Seafood.
Okay. Best restaurant.
Best restaurant definitely was for my birthday. I went to L.A. and I ate, and my boyfriend took me to Nobu, and that was just everything. So I'll say Nobu.
Nobu, I'm with that. Yeah. The one black-owned business you supported this year, Media Prince.
Oh.
Mine.
Other than yours, I'm with you on that one, definitely. But other than yours.
Is this Natural Juice Company here in D.C.? That's what I did this year. I think her name is Juicy Green.
Okay. Jazzy F.
Well, that's what I've been doing kind of all year, kind of trying to support, you know, our people, our, you know, independent black businesses, and you gotta make sure you put that in there. Independent, black businesses. I'm gonna have to go with, it's a new brand called Humble Hustler. Shout out to them. New clothing brand. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna have to go with them.
And Aye.
I know you said we can only give one, but I'm gonna sneak in two. So the first one, my family's business, they own a daycare and an educational center, Supporters Daycare and Educational Center in North Philly. And nice. Then the second one is, and they've been around for like 35 years now, so yeah. And then the second one is this girl from my school. I graduated from Westchester, and she just graduated this year, got a job at a hospital, and started her own skincare line with products that are straight from Ghana. So it's like African black soap and African black paste and oils. So yeah, and it's called Skin by Amy. So check her out, you guys. I use it and it's bomb.
I'm with you. And last one. The best book you read all year. So you can recommend it to somebody else. Because all three of y'all business are booming. So I know y'all out here reading something. Get us, drop us some gems. What is that best book? That one that y'all read all year? The Media Prince.
It's a Kevin Hart book I got for my birthday. So it's called I Can't Make This Up.
Okay.
Life Lessons.
And Jazzy F?
Okay, I bought a couple of books this year, but don't be upset with me because I haven't read any of them.
So what did you read?
Charlamagne's book, definitely. Devin Franklin's book. I'm going to have to go with those two.
Okay, but what did you read, though? Like, what blog or what website did you go to get some content from? Because you're booming right now, so I know it's a gem out there you can drop for us.
Not really. I mean, of course, you know, the news is always just lingering around and spreading around and everybody's in your DMs. So that's usually how it goes. But as far as those are the books that I've purchased this year, but I haven't, like, because I've been working so much, I haven't really had the time to actually, you know, read, like, get into, like, the books that I've purchased. You know what I mean? I'm actually writing a book, though. So, yeah.
I'm with you on that. Thank you for being honest. And what about you, Aye? What about you?
So the books that I read this year all for some reason have been like romance novels.
That's why you said your boyfriend took you to LA, because you're doing something right.
Oh my God. But yeah, I don't know. What I can tell you is though, I'll say what apps I've been on this year. I recently started using, like, the news app that comes with iPhone. So I've been subscribed to, like, a lot of different apps. And Daily Mail, I like Daily Mail for, like, entertainment news. I like BuzzFeed. And I've been reading a little bit of the New York Times, too. So.
With you educating yourself, man. I thank you all. You all brought a completely different perspective to the conversation today. Thank you for helping me recap 2017 in a fun and exciting way, man. But before I let you guys go, I want you guys to definitely give yourself a shout out. How do people can find you, your social media, your websites, your emails, all that. I'm going to start with you, Jazzy F. Let the people know how they can find you.
You can definitely find me on Instagram. It's Jazzy F, ITSJAZZYF. You can also, of course, find me on Instagram at It's Only Entertainment. You can also find me on Instagram as well at It's DNA Media. That's my digital marketing company. You can check that out if any of you guys need any services, branding services, press services, things like that. Hit me up. I'm one of the best in New York City, so holler at your boy.
No doubt. And the Media Prince, go ahead and do your thing.
So you guys can find me at The Media Prince. That's T-H-E-M-E-D-I-A-P-R-I-N-C-E, Prince. That's like themediaprince.com. We just got 4 million clicks to date yesterday.
Shout out.
I'm turning up all weekend. You can find me there if you want to get your music out there, your artistry out there, your brands out there. That's where you can find me at.
No doubt. And Aye, I love you, man. I love the work that you're doing. How can people find you?
Thank you. Yeah, so you guys can definitely check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AnyeLachelle. That's Anye, A-U-N-Y-E-A, Lachelle, L-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. And again, I make funny videos about the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip. I have two segments called Shady Sips and Quick Sips. And then also, again, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Anye Lachelle on everything. And then I told you, I mentioned I had a little announcement that I wanted to make. You guys can, starting in January, find me on the 6ABC app. I work there as a producer, but I'm now going to be a digital entertainment reporter with them. So I'll yeah, thank you. So I'll be on the 6ABC app updating you on the latest entertainment news and also on their website and social media as well. So your support will hopefully help make it successful so that they will want to keep it going. It's a new segment that I created for them, so I'm really excited.
That's what's up, Anye, man. Way to walk in 2018 right there. We're doing something you created. That's big.
I know.
Shout out to you.
Crazy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So all we have to do is download the 6ABC app, and what time do we got to tune in?
Yeah, so just download the 6ABC app and subscribe for the push notifications for entertainment news. It's not a specific set schedule and time. I guess it's whenever, you know, the news drops and we're able to make that video and put it up there. So if you subscribe to those push notifications, then you should be alerted of some of the breaking news stories that I cover.
Perfect, man. That's big right there, man. Shout out to 6ABC News for giving you an opportunity right there, man. Thank you all for coming on the Revive platform today and supporting us here. I'm going to continue to support all three of you guys in your individual platforms. I just want to say thank you, and I hope you guys have a great night. Be safe. Definitely be safe, and welcome to 2018, you guys.
Definitely. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, you guys, for having me, too. Appreciate you.
Thank you. So that just wrapped up a great recap of 2017 with some of the dopest entertainment people out right now, man. Once again, we had the Media Prince, we had Jazzy F from It's Only Entertainment, and we had my girl Anye Lachelle. Shout out to Anye, man. She's doing big things. That was big right there. That was definitely big. Shout out to AB66. They definitely just gave a huge opportunity, man, to someone that looks like us. So I'm really big to see somebody on the news dropping some entertainment news that I can relate to. Definitely. Man, and shout out to the Media Prince for his 400 million. That's big talk heavy. And definitely shout out to the entertainment, It's Only Entertainment, man. They're doing some big things. Make sure you guys go follow them for all the latest news, all the trending topics, man. We about to go to a quick commercial break. Up next, we up with TLS Politics to recap some politics for the year of 2017. It's Meet Your Girl POC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Let me tell you who to blame. Blame the boy lying at your feet, his body oozing life through the hole in his stomach where the bullet tore him apart. Blame him for challenging you, for not looking away and for not backing down when you pulled out the gun. Blame your mother for bringing you into this world when she was but a kid herself and for dragging you up, not bringing you up. Blame society for not giving you hope. Blame your father for not being there, the man who looked after himself instead of looking after you. Blame the gun in your hand for making you a target, for making you more likely to be picked on. Blame the dead boy, blame your mother, blame society, blame your father, blame the gun, blame anyone but yourself for not being strong enough to put down the gun, to break the cycle.
Ah! Jerry Stiller is mad.
Mad? I'm going crazy!
He bought this plastic wrap to keep his fruit salad fresh.
Only I can't get it from here to the food!
Jerry, you should have bought Glad Cling Wrap. Glad unrolls smooth and easy and clings tight when you need it to.
Comes out easy?
Yep.
And clings tight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hello, Glad Cling Wrap.
Don't get mad. Get glad. Glad Cling Wrap.
Right now, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. You already know you can follow me at Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you know I'm pressing y'all out, man. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter right now. All you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive. Scroll down. Click that subscribe button right now. Go ahead and click that button right now. It's going to take you exactly where you need to be to subscribe for the Revive newsletter that comes out once a month. It comes out once a month at the top of the month. And guess what? Today is the day that we're dropping the website. Revive website will be dropping today. I'm not going to give you guys a time. Make sure you guys just stay tuned to the timeline so you can figure out when that is dropping. I need you guys to go support this Revive website, man. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into it, man. This pulled out some edges. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I was pulling out my dread trying to get this one together. So I need you guys to definitely go ahead and support that. I appreciate you guys supporting all year long. I am like, yo, this is the last show of the year, 2018. We got a show tomorrow. So I'm going back to back. Yes, indeed. But we are about to jump into it with TLS Politics. You already know each and every second and fourth Sunday, TLS is blessing the airways with me and your girl, POC. But today we do not have your boy, Keith Tiller. Today we got your boy Brax. How you feeling today, Brax? How you feeling? What it do?
I'm feeling good.
How are you, man?
Got a new year coming tomorrow.
Man, it's coming in a couple of hours. That ain't even tomorrow no more. It's a couple hours, man. You hear me? You ready, Brax?
I'm ready.
Man, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people about what you do with TLS and who you are exactly.
All right, so my name is Braxton. I am the co-founder of TLS Politics. If you haven't heard of us, you can look or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TLS Politics. We strive to basically just give you the actual factuals and break down everyday political hot topics, give you updates on things that people may not see in the mainstream media, and provide a platform for people to debate about a hot political topic and also just hot social topics going on as well. A little bit about me. Like I said, I'm the co-founder. I also had a little bit of experience in politics myself. Was on my Democratic committee for my ward for a little bit, interned and worked for my state rep for a little bit, and then also did a couple of other community organizing things and student government things as well. So
I've had my hands in a lot of cookie jars in politics so far at a young age. So we'll see what the future has in store for me.
Definitely, man. That was a hefty resume, and I hope 2018 just allows it to keep growing and growing and growing. I'm with you on that. I just have a question, right? So I have a question,
because
we're both millennials, we're both young, and to other millennials, it may not seem to be as important as it is to us, right? So why is TLS so important? Why do we need to keep, you know, TLS alive coming in 2018? Like, why does your brand, you know, need to stay alive in 2018? I know why. You know why. But everyone does not understand why you guys are doing it. You know what I'm saying?
So I will, and I'll keep it short. I'll tell you, like, why I do it. So I have a really good – there's a really good friend of the family. It's like my uncle, and he was a politician for over 20 years. And they got me interested in politics when I was younger. And what he always said is everything that you do has a politic involved from the moment that you're born to the moment that you die. He's like, the hospital you're born in, there's politics around building that, around staffing, around getting money for it. He's like, where you go to school, that's a politics about how it's funded, who runs it, you know, like where you go to work, like the road you drive on, like when you go to die. He's like, everything you do has a politic involved. So it's always important to make sure your voice is heard. And I feel like as millennials, sometimes we either get silenced or we just don't think about things. We kind of think about, oh, well, I'll take care of that when I'm older. And we don't realize that this is the age, that the age right now is like where people came before us. This is when they were making change, when they were out fighting for the things that we have now. So that's why it's very important that we keep everybody updated so you see what's going on, not just in the age of Trump, but just right now in general. Because now is our time to impact the future.
I'm with you, man. It's our time to get those seats at the table, you know, pull up at the table like, no, it ain't going down like that this time around. You know, I'm actually going to speak right. up, and I'm going to use my voice to speak up, and I'm going to take your platform, and I'm going to use my voice on your platform. Definitely, man. So I appreciate you, Rex, for definitely breaking that down. We got to keep TLS alive, man. We got to keep these millennial platforms alive because it's helping us to grow the next generation, you know, because the generation behind us will never understand the generation that's before us. You know what I'm saying, Rex? Because we don't even understand them. So we have to be the next ones to step up and be those, you know, those educators and those teachers and push out that knowledge that has to be given. So I'm with you on that. But let's jump into the political recap of 2017, man. All 2017, most of 2017, man, I've been speaking with TLS about everything that's just going on in politics, that's going on, you know, near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So let's first just jump into it with the travel ban. How did the travel ban affect us in 2017, Brock?
So you remember when the travel ban was initially rolled out, there was a really big backlash. It came out in January right after 45 was elected. That's y'all's president, not my president. And so a little petty. But so when the travel ban came out, there was a really big backlash. That was version one. And we had a federal judge in Hawaii that blocked that one. Then there was a version two that came out that still didn't make it, and it was still struck down by the court. We are now on a third version where a second federal judge had blocked it. I believe it was a judge from the Maryland Circuit Court, or it was the U.S. District Court judge from Maryland who blocked the third one. But the Supreme Court has actually allowed it to go through. And at first they allowed it to be specifically now targeting just countries of Muslim faith. However, after they allowed it to go through, our smart old 45 retweeted some very alt-right things, which kind of made them think, oh, wait, no, this is still attacking Muslims. But they've already ruled it. They've already allowed it to be enforced now. And I believe the countries that the countries that it includes now are Yemen, North Korea.
I'm glad North Korea.
Just want to make sure I don't want to say the wrong countries. Some have changed since then.
And these are the countries that still
Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Chad, and I can't think of the rest of them. I'll have to give you the actual list.
And Brax, these are the countries that are still on the travel ban, correct?
Yeah, so these are the countries now that are in the most recent travel ban. So it's eight countries. It is Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, Somalia, and Yemen.
Okay. Yemen. Okay. I'm glad North Korea is on that list, though. I ain't gonna hold you, Brax.
I mean,
getting our relations with them, and that was a hot topic this year too.
Definitely.
But I will say that I feel like we played a part in definitely filling up his already enormous head over there. Can't say that North Korea is all to blame for that. But so that's where we are with the travel ban right now. So I guess so we will see with the next couple of weeks, because the last ruling was just on December 5th. And I was reading through some of the legal language of the actual, like, the third ban. So we'll see in the coming weeks what's going to happen and what's going to happen and if that's, like, going to stay in effect or what's going to happen, like, going forward, if it's going to expand and what we can expect from the administration.
No doubt, because we're coming up on the anniversary of the travel ban, because it started in January 2017, so we're definitely coming up on the anniversary, so I hope they put some more information out about that. But let's jump into the next hot topic politically, the DACA. The DACA, go ahead and tell the people. First, break it down, the acronym of what the DACA actually stands for, the people, Brax.
So DACA or DACA, which are also dreamers, DACA stands for Deferred... Sorry, excuse me, I'm still getting over a cold. Stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And with DACA, basically, it was back in September. The president said that if Congress doesn't decide on something within 6 months, then it's going to pull the plug on DACA entirely. So they have 6 months to figure out, like, a replacement or figure out a transition program for DACA. So basically what DACA is, you come here as a child, and they're also described as dreamers. So they're undocumented immigrants who are brought here as children to the United States. And to be eligible, you have to arrive in the U.S. before the age of 16 and have lived here since June 15, 2007. And among the applicants, Mexico is by far the biggest country of origin, and then followed by El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. So it's a lot of Latin American countries that fall under the Dreamer or DACA. And so the recipients of DACA are basically able to come out the shadows. They can obtain a driver's license. They can enroll in college. And they can legally secure jobs. And they also pay income taxes. The problem with DACA is that it doesn't give them a path to becoming a U.S. citizen or even legal permanent residence. So that's something, it leaves people in limbo, which is something that needs to be fixed. So not getting rid of DACA, but figuring out a way, like, to have the process for people to become actual legal residents.
But so, the thing about it is the DACA thing actually hurt. It hurt more children than it actually did adults. So I think that's why it became such a big hot topic, is because of the effect that it's going to have on the amount of children. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And because it's geared toward children, mm-hmm. and that's what really makes it unfortunate. And they put an end to new DACA applications in September, and at first they accepted new applications for another month, and now they're not accepting any more applications. So you have a lot of children who are going to be trying to figure out, well, what do I do? Because you have some people who are here that can't go back to their home countries, so. Now it's like, do we send them, like, are we going to be the bad guy? Are we going to send them back? Are we going to let them stay? I personally don't think that we should just be kicking people out and not allowing them. I feel like we need to find a transition for this program into something else. But as we know, we do have a Republican-controlled Congress, and their stance on immigration is a little bit different than my Democratic views.
No doubt. I just hope that something actually is overturned in this situation, because it's going to hurt us as a country in general. Like, it's not just going to affect other people from coming into the country. It's going to affect us as a country in general, because most people who receive, I don't want to say ignorant. Do you say, like, most people who receive or who are accepted by DACA? Is that how you would say it?
Basically.
Like, how do you?
Well, when you finish your statement, I'll let you know, like, how, if it's said, if you're saying it incorrectly.
Please help me.
So,
right?
What were you trying to say?
But I'm just saying, though, that most people who are accepted by DACA, you know, the children who are accepted, they're coming from nothing. You know, they have nothing. Their parents are, you know, people who are coming from different countries themselves. They don't have any jobs. They don't have any resources. They don't have home. They don't have other family to go back to. So if you kick them out, you're literally just putting them back to where they came from, air quote, but you're putting them back into a whole different, you know, situation, a whole different country, a whole different environment, a whole different, I know, a governmental system, things like that.
Right. I mean, that's why they're also called, because Zach is also referred to as dreamers. Like, you come here with a dream of being able, you know, to have, like, a great life, being able to go to school, being able, like, to find a job that pays you livable wages. So, like, you're basically, I mean, to make it simple, you're killing people's dreams because you're sending them back to what they tried to get out of.
That's why people
bring their children here so they can have a better future than they did. So, you're essentially, let's say if you send everybody back to Guatemala, like, you're not, and not that it's our job to help every other country, but it's like, you're keeping a country, like, in the same place. Like, you're not trying to help anybody grow. You're not trying to help them grow. You're not trying to, like, help them succeed, but we're not helped. So, like, they're going to keep going in the same circle, if that makes sense. I try to keep it very simple instead of, like, using, like, all the big words. Just try to keep it, like, very simple. So they're going to keep running in circles if they don't have an opportunity, like, to do better in the future.
I'm with you. And also what the DACA did too as well, it hurt the work visas. So, like, people who were on work visa, people who were coming back and forth because of work visas and things like that, I feel that that whole stump when it came to the DACA, they hurt the work visas. And that was actually helping some, you know, American companies and the tech and the innovation on this side. So I also think that hurt the work visas. Do you have an opinion on that?
I agree. I would definitely say, you know, the United States is a place where you have a lot of different people from different countries that contribute a lot of great ideas. And so, like, these students or these kids that you're now saying, like, have to go back or can't go to school here, just want to end DACA, those are people that could have contributed, you know, like, to commerce, to medicine, to economics, to law, to government. So it really hurts our economy as well. So I do agree.
No doubt. So let's jump into the next hot topic, man. This is something that just came out like a couple weeks, not even a couple, maybe two, maybe 1 week ago, the tax bill, the thing that's going to hurt all of us going into 2018. And if you're listening right now, this is going to affect all us middle class workers, all us low income housing people. It is going to affect all of us. It doesn't matter if you even look like me. It's still going to affect you because you are making the same amount of money as me or you don't have the money that I don't have. Facts. So, Brax, go ahead and break this down, how this tax bill is, like, horrible.
Yeah. Just flat out horrible. Originally, and I kept up with it a little bit, I was just really concerned about the brackets. That's what I was waiting to see, like, what the percentages were going to look like. And so, apparently, so the Senate proposed to keep the same amount of tax brackets we have. The House proposed to condense it to four, but to keep the same amount. So, and I'll go through the amounts. As of right now, if your income is up to about $9,500, you're in the 10% bracket, and you're staying in the 10% bracket and the new proposed rates. For the second bracket, if you make between that $9,500 to about $39,000 a year, you're going from 15% to 12%. Next one, which is where a lot of Americans tend to fall, like middle class, $38,700 to $93,700. Well, the range actually changed, so now it goes from 38,700 to 82,500, and the percentage dropped from 25% to 22%. So everybody's percentages pretty much dropped, but then those who make, you know, like over $426,000 a year, they are also getting a tax break as well. And so I guess the thought of the administration, and they also changed, like, the amount too. So now it used to be anybody who made over between 424 and 950 to 426 got 35% tax. Now it's everybody who makes over 200,000 to 500,000 gets 35% tax. Wow. So everybody's tax is decreased. And I guess that if corporations get tax cuts, and also there's good tax cuts, that's going to help stimulate the economy, and it's going to go back,
and it's going to help like everybody else like make more money. That's not true. It's just not true. Just because you cut a corporate tax rate doesn't mean that a company is going to take that money and give it back to its workers. Historically speaking, since the 60s, the gap between, and I don't want to give wrong percentage, but I know it's a double-digit gap, the gap between average employee makes versus what the CEO makes, the gap has like doubled. It's like now, it's now like a 25, like 30% gap, or even like more than that. I think I'm lowballing the number. Like, it's gotten crazy. So I don't foresee that changing just because we dropped the tax rate.
It's not going to change at all. It's just going to be more money that they can actually add to their pockets, or more money that they can, you know, use, which Donald Trump tried to use forever, to donate and to give to other charitable events that are going to still benefit them. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you gave $1 million to the charity of your choosing, your liking. Cool. But it's coming right back to you because your name is in that charity. You know, someone in your family has some kind of, you know, clout in that charity. So at the end of the day, it's coming right back to you. When it comes to paying taxes on their money, they don't have to necessarily pay taxes on their money because they gave it to a nonprofit and things like that. It's so many, like, you know, underlining messages and so many underlining things that they're doing, clauses that they're trying to get around, that's how they're going to be able to stay rich when it comes to this tax break. And we have to actually look at the actual factuals when it comes to this, because they're scheming, they're scamming all of us, like all of us out of this and all of us out of our money, because us as middle class, we're going to be working 10 times harder to, you know, just to make money during the year. So, you know, all the taxes that are coming out in the paycheck during the year, we're going to be working so much more, you know, when it comes to overtime and things like that, so we can just compensate for the time that we actually put in for the work. So I think this is going to be horrible for us middle-class workers, man. We're going to be struggling.
Right, because, I mean, like, on paper it looks good because, I mean, yes, like, if you just look and you don't know anything about taxes, which I'm, like, a little affluent, like, you see, okay, like, instead of paying 25%, I'm going to pay 22%. That's 3% back. You think, okay, good, that's good. But there are repercussions to that, and it's not just that simple.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's where a lot of Americans, especially Trump supporters, are like, well, he's dropping this. He's lowering the tax rate. That's good. It's like, yes, but there are always repercussions. So it's not just, okay, lower taxes for everybody. Everything's good. Like, no. Like, that money and that lost money, it has to come from somewhere else.
Facts. And then the money that he – but the thing about it is, one thing that I've learned, and this is from me, like, listening to Bernie, is that even though he cut the tax break, it's like, you know how everyone gets excited about tax season? Ooh, my refund check. I'm about to get a new car. I'm about to get a new weave. I'm about to do all this kind of crazy stuff, right? No, your tax refund is not going to be that big, because in the year, you know, your taxes was reduced throughout the year, so when you were getting paid. So when it comes back to the end of the year, you're not going to be getting as much as you deserve, as much as you worked for. So that's something that we also have to look into as well. Speaking, and this is coming from someone who hasn't even showed us his taxes, you know what I mean? So, hey,
still hasn't.
I would never understand how he has gotten away with it this long.
I don't know if you recall, during one of the presidential debates he had with Hillary Clinton, they were talking about taxes, and he made a comment about, well, that's why he doesn't pay them. Or that's why he thought he was supposed to pay them, or something similar to that. And I'm like, did nobody else catch? We all call. I'm like, did, are you not listening to this? The man's talking about tax evasion. And you still want him to be president, and here we are now.
Exactly, man. And that's why we honestly just have to do our research and continue to follow, you know, TLS, so we can get more up-to-date information on this one. So let's go to our last recap before we end today's show. Once again, you're tuned in to Meet Your Girl POC Live on Revive Radio. If you have any questions or concerns for my guy Brax today, make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. You're tuned in to me and my guy Brax from TLS Politics, man. Yo, Brax, let's jump into the elections, the victorious elections of 2017. Like, we did win, you know, we lost the 45th, right? But we did win big in some local elections this year. So definitely let's shout them out.
Right. And local politics, I'll say this in practice, local politics is one of the most important things. I know, you know, everybody notices the federal and the national level, but at the end of the day, they're the ones that give the money to the state, and your local, your state in your local legislature, those are the people who deal out that money. And those are the ones who oversee all that funding. Those are the ones who make those decisions. So it's very, very, very important to make sure you vote in your local elections. Make sure you know who's on the ballot, whether it just be a small, like a little, whether it just be a smaller commissioner election, something like you just got to make sure you pay attention when you vote. But with that being said, let's jump into this. So on the brighter side, we had a lot of wins. I'll start with Andrea Jenkins. She's the first openly trans woman of color elected to the city council of a major U.S. city. She's now the mayor of Minneapolis. So congrats to her. Justin Fairfax, African-American man, he's going to be the next lieutenant governor of Virginia, and he'll be the second African-American to win statewide. There was Sheila Oliver, who is going to be the first female African-American lieutenant governor of my state, New Jersey. So I'm very excited about that. There was Vi Lyle. She's going to be the first African-American female Charlotte mayor.
Yes.
There's so much melanin in politics. Yes. I'm so excited. There's Yvonne Spicer. She's going to be the first mayor of the new city of Framingham. So I'm actually from Massachusetts. And Framingham just became a city. They were the largest town in America. And it's very, very, very big. So on top of them having their first mayor, it's actually a Black woman. So this double win right there.
I'm with you on that, man. We definitely got some diversity this year. We definitely got some huge diversity this year. We also got some LGBT members up in some elected officials. So I think that's huge. North Carolina, the guy in the with the whole bathroom situation, he beat out somebody. I can't think of their names right now, but the guy who put out in the with the bathroom situation won. I can't think of these names right now. It's really stumping me. But also the guy who wife was murdered on camera. She was doing the reporting. She got shot on camera. He won in his election. There's so many different things. And so we got some Hispanic leaders that got elected this year too.
Yep.
As well. So we got a lot of diversity. We got a lot of diversity, and we got a lot of people who stunt, like, you know, in Alabama, Donald Trump, he was hating. He didn't think he was going to win. You know, we definitely came through. So I just hope that we pulled through in 2018. What do you expect from our elected officials that we just went over to come in 2018?
So I think that there's two things I have to say about the election. One, I think you're definitely going to see more people of color and more diverse people, so Asian, Latino, Black, even people of Muslim faith. You're going to see a lot more people, like, running in these elections, showing that, hey, like, I can win too, and that my voice matters. The one thing I want to say, so the Democratic Party itself, because a lot of people, a lot of the underrepresented groups tend to align themselves with the Democratic Party. But the Democratic Party hasn't always done us justice because they kind of throw our issues to the wayside, right? The one thing I will say is that after this election, it kind of shows that we definitely need new momentum at a federal and at a local level, because I don't know if you've noticed, we've had the same people in the Senate and the House for a very, very long time. And yes, these are the champion people. But, I mean, if you look at somebody, if you're a three-term senator, that means that you've been in Congress for 18 years. That's somebody's whole child to becoming an adult. Like, so, like that's 18 years of somebody who may not be in your best interest making policy that's going to affect you in your entire life.
No doubt. And what
about...
Keep going. I'm listening to you.
Oh no! I was just saying that's something that we really have to think about. We really gotta pay attention to. But I'm saying, like, I believe, like, with the Senate elections coming up, and like with the House elections coming up, I really do believe that you're going to see a really big, I don't want to call it a backlash, because it's not necessarily like a, it's not a bad thing, but I think you're gonna see a lot of change coming for 2018, and a lot of diverse campaigns, a lot of different campaigns.
No doubt. I'm with you on that one. And I want you to personally tell me, you know, your most memorable moment when it comes to politics in 2018, your personal memory, you know, whether it was funny, whether it was exciting, whether it was like, oh my gosh, I know he or she just didn't do that. You know, what was that one memory that you took away, you know, because you've been studying politics all year. So what is that one thing that you just took away? It's like, yo, that was the moment in 2017 for politics. And you can't say Donald Trump becoming a president, though. You cannot say that.
I have to say, I'm trying to find a positive. Okay, I got a positive and I got a negative one. Well, I got a positive and I got a not so good one. Let's start with the good, right? I got two good ones. So one, I was reading an article the other day. There is a town in Connecticut that just elected the two youngest Black Republicans ever. And I mean, it may not be my party, but a win somewhere is a win anywhere. And even though the Republicans are not necessarily aligned with Donald Trump either, but they're two of the youngest, like I want to say they're in their 20s, and they're in a Republican majority town, and they won. So that was just like really amazing, cause, like, you know, to see millennials still like breaking barriers. And I'm always a fan of reaching across the aisle. Just because you may not be a part of my party doesn't mean I can't celebrate you, you know, winning, as long as, you know, like your values are in the right place. So that one was kind of like, wow, like that's great. And then my other one, my WTF moment of 2017 would probably be when Donald Trump referred to Liz Warren as Pocahontas.
Oh my God, did you hear
one?
Did you hear him say that? Yo, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Yes, indeedy.
I didn't. So, because I'm from Massachusetts. I've met Liz Warren many, many times. I've worked in her office many, many times, and she is a champion of the people. One, two. That is so inappropriate. She does have Native American like roots like in her, but it's so inappropriate to call somebody Pocahontas, and this man child doesn't understand that. And I think that's what she said. That's what's more frustrating. She said, "You just don't get it. It's like when you're having a conversation with a child and did something wrong, and they're just like still trying to explain to you what they did, and you're just like, no, you're wrong. Like you're wrong. Like there's no way to justify what you said."
She didn't actually make any comments. I'm glad she just let it go. You know what I mean? I'm glad she didn't even try to just stick, you know, just do something that she didn't even need to entertain. I'm glad she did not entertain that one at all. But I do want to just put that out there because True Heart corrected me. So the person who I was speaking about with the transgender bathrooms who won in North Carolina was Whitaker. He was fighting for the transgender bathrooms, and he actually won in the primary elections in 2017 in North Carolina. So shout out to that. In the local elections, I'm sorry, in North Carolina. But to get back onto what you were saying, that was crazy. That was definitely a WTF moment. And then he did it around Thanksgiving time. And then he also did it when Native Americans, indigenous people were literally in the room. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, what? Are you serious right now? That was just completely, completely disrespectful. He probably don't even know what Pocahontas is. He just saw the Disney movie because he's a child himself. So that's really where that came from. His childish like mine.
I'm pretty sure he probably would have been John Smith himself too, but that's a conversation for another day.
No doubt. We gotta get both you and Keith on the show one day, like just like a 1-2 punch, like boom, right at them, like right at the people. I think that would be super dope. I'm gonna definitely try to pull that off in 2018. But what I'm gonna say, my most exciting moment when it came to politics in 2018, and I know my friends are tired of me saying this, but I really cannot stand this person, is when Omarosa got dragged out the White House in April.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes.
But I love how April Ryan spilled the tea. I love how she did it. She did it so gracefully. She did it so Black girl magically. Like, it was just amazing. So shout out to April Ryan for spilling the tea and pissing Omarosa off, because she tried to put her on blast when she did the interview with Michael. So I really thought that was super dope. So, yes, shout out to Omarosa being dragged out the White House. And shout out to her lying about how she got dragged out the White House. But now it's over. She needs to go take several seat. So that was one of my biggest moments that I'm always going to remember. And also what I'm going to, one of my also proudest moments of my government, right, is actually finding out that they are liars. You know what I mean? Finding out and exposing the government for being a liar. The Republicans right now, you know, Donald Trump, Russia, all that. It actually came out with the whole Michael Flynn story. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited that we also have, Kamala Harris. We have Kamala Harris, and we still have Maxine Waters, and we have Angela Rye. We have people like, you know, Joy Reid. We have people like April Ryan. We have people like that working for us. Also, I want to say something about I can't think of his name right now. It starts with a B. Not Braxton. What's his name? He's like Paris, that's his name. I don't know why I said starts with a V. Paris. I also want to say shout out to Paris.
Well, there's Bacardi Sellers.
Bacardi, that's who I'm talking about. Paris and Bacardi, those two, they did not give up. You know what I'm saying? They did not give up. Even when they got thrown on the bus, when they was in the hot seat. You know what I mean? Those two gentlemen right there. Paris, sometimes I gotta just be like, yo, what are you talking about? I'm never on his side, but I love his perspective. I love that he, you know, talks. He uses his platform. He uses his voice.
Because Bakari Sellers, he used to represent South Carolina, he used to be a legislator in South Carolina, and now he's like an actual lawyer. But I believe he's a Democrat though. But I'm sure Michael. It's usually sure Michael and Paris are the two that are Republicans that are always standing their ground. You got to give them kudos for that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, because Paris was thrown on the bus the entire year. You know what I'm saying? Because he was repping the Republican heart. But I like the fact that he doesn't give up. I'm not on his side. Like I said, I'm not on his side ever. But I like the fact that he doesn't give up and he actually, you know, uses his platform to educate based on his opinions and his perspective. And you know who also is like super, super trash of the year when it comes to media correspondence in the political ramification? You know who's super trash? And I know you're going to agree with me. Everyone's favorite girl, Tommy Lauren.
Trash. Oh, God.
Trash. Brax. Trash. Or not.
I thought she died. I don't even pay attention to her. She just called people snowflakes. I don't pay attention to her snowflake behind. Because Republicans are the ultimate snowflakes. Not us. I don't even pay attention to her anymore. Because, like, the more you pay attention to her, the more fired up she gets. Like,
Needs
to just, like, go in a corner and just stay there.
But that's what I'm saying, though, Brax. Like, 2017 was actually a great year for Tommy. Like, on our opinion, she's trash. You know what I'm saying? She's super trash. But for her, her business, her show, her platform was a great year because we watched, we engaged, we gave her numbers. We did. So we pretty much entertained her all year, and that's how she became relevant from start to finish. She literally jumped off with the Charlamagne, confrontation. She jumped off with all the Black Lives Matter. She did so much, everything that went down in Texas. She jumped off and then boom, like she just became a household name. Even if she's known for people who hates her or people who loves her, she still has a name out there. So I can't stand that girl, but she definitely had a great year when it came to her platform. Do you disagree?
I agree. I know. I get what you're saying. I agree. There's there's a couple names that she'll say in my Facebook, Twitch. She's one of them. Bill O'Reilly used to be another one, but he's gone now.
Uh-huh.
They're all, so, I'm starting to become a happy person again.
No doubt. And I just want to say thank you, TLS, for, supporting us all year. We're going to continue to support you in 2018. Thank you both, Keith and Brax, for supporting us, man. Thank you for the platform that you guys are doing. I wish you so many blessings in your future endeavors. And let's keep connecting and building, man. Thank you, Brax. I hope you have a great night. Be safe. And definitely make somebody smile today, Brax. Make somebody smile today.
I will try my best.
No doubt. Have a great night. Wish you the best in 2018.
You too. You have a good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Man, that wraps up another once again. Today is the last show of 2017, people, man. I'm excited. I'm pumped up today. When I tell you I woke up with so much vengeance, I'm ready. I got off my G-Squad call. Shout out to the G family, man. Shout out to Grindation. Jumped off my G-Squad call. Got on the radio with you guys tonight. Blessing the airways this morning. We revived. Thank you guys for everyone who woke up with me this morning. Thank you for everyone who supported me this morning. Thank you guys for everyone who supported me throughout the entire year. Shout out to Time for an Awakening, Mr. Booker. Shout out to Daily Grind Radio for picking up another show with us this year. I truly, truly appreciate it. Revive has grown in so many different ways, man. Thank you all for supporting. Thank you all who have my back. Thank you to the entire Revive team, man. I am extremely, extremely thankful, grateful, and humbled. I swear I am, because I could be so many different places. I could be doing so many different things, but you guys are keeping me on the right track, man. Revive is alive. Stay tuned. 2018, I am coming with a vengeance. I'm coming with a vengeance, and I am speaking into existence right now. No more 9-to-5s for me after April 2017. I am speaking April 2018. After April 2018, no more 9-to-5s for me, man. I am traveling the world. I'm seeing the world. I'm putting out content, man. I'm speaking the actual factuals. I'm running towards my fears. I'm putting that energy, that energy, man, that energy, I'm putting it into me. It's Meet Your Girl PLC. Make sure you guys cop that Revive gear, man. That website is dropping today. Stay tuned to the website. That Revive website is dropping today. Shout out to everyone, man. I'm excited. I know I'm going on a tangent, but I just want to say thank you. Yo, Harmony, got some words for the people?
I just want to say, this is Harmony. The God is coming to you live on Revive with PLC, and I just want everyone to remember to create, to execute, and just to have faith that everything's going to conspire in your favor. But create, execute, and have faith that it's going to happen, because it all starts with a thought. But live in peace, not pieces, and get yourself together. Start with self first, so that way you can overflow and allow it to go on to others. But love you all, and Happy New Year.
No doubt, no doubt. Happy New Year. And let me correct this before True Heart cut my head off, man. So I'm glad to correct it right now. Miss Rome is the person who won North Carolina. Danik Rome is the person who won North Carolina. I was wrong. I corrected it. All right. Dang, she was the first woman to win the seat in North Carolina. But it had something to do with the gender bathrooms. That's what I was getting misconstrued. So that's something I need to put back out on my timeline on Twitter. I will put that out with my corrections. But yes, definitely Happy New Year. We are live tomorrow on Revive on DG Radio. Make sure you guys tune in. We are live. We're doing a artist showcase tomorrow. We got a live painter coming through for you guys. We also got some really dope artists. We got some whack rappers. We got some dope artists. We got some lyricists. We got some poetry. We got so much coming for you guys tomorrow on DG, man. Tomorrow's the first of the year. So you already know we got to turn up. We got to get lit on Revive. Stay locked to Revive Radio. It's Meet Your Girl PLC. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love, man. We going out with a bang. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC. It's 2018, y'all. It's 2018. Make sure you guys do it the right way. Make sure you guys do it the right way. Run towards your fears. Greatness is a choice, you guys. Greatness is a choice. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive.